Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Are you there?
Oh man, what I did.
Well, they're not all like that, but unfortunately this one is. It looks like on March 5th, you used 55 minutes of break time when you were only allowed 24 minutes.
55 minutes? When was March 5th?
That was the last time we actually spoke, which was, let's see, what was the 5th? Let me pull up the calendar.
If I did, well, you said I did, but I noticed
it was last Friday.
Okay, I don't know if I have asked someone, could I, I don't know. Because I believe I remember that I was trying to get my baby together to put him to sleep because he was fussy. Let me check my team's chats.
Yeah, because, well, you know, we really can't use having to, you know, take care of children as far as an excuse to go over our times. Unfortunately, you know, healthcare has to be done, you know, it's almost like you can't, if you would be in office, somebody would have to, you know, take care of your child for you. So we really can't.
Yeah,
you know,
when
you know
I was in office, I had that problem. I don't have any help. I don't have any health care as well. And due to COVID, by him being an infant, I can't put him in no daycares.
You know, if you need to message me and let me know when this time happens, we can get you to log off or do something. You know, just we just can't have it. Because I have to put this in the system as a developmental coaching, which is not a disciplinary, but it is stating in writing that, hey, I'll talk to you about it. Because the last time that we talked about break time abuse was within 90 days, which was on January 18th.
Okay, Miss Bianca had offered me a time of leave. So I may need to take that time of leave to see if I can get in any programs that is available for my child and that's more safe.
Yeah, that does it, so it doesn't interfere with what you have to do here.
Right.
I just hate for it to be used against you because I know that can be tough.
It really is. Like I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'd be really wanting to give up. I really be wanting to give up. It's like when I be on the call, then next thing you know he's crying. It's just like my anxiety start raising the roof, and I just be like, I don't even be knowing what to do. I be trying not to let that, you know, bother me, but it kind of does at the same time because I need to work, I want to work, and I basically need to work to provide.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on my own, so it's just. It really is hard. It's hard. It was hard working at the building, and it seems like it's even harder working here because of the simple fact that I thought maybe it would have been easier by me being at home with him, and I won't have to beg or overpay anybody to watch him just for a day or a couple of hours. But
yeah, then when you're having to do it, you're having to do both the work. So it's almost like you're doing two jobs and they're conflicting with each other.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Try to find out a system, maybe get somebody to come over there cheaper that'll just sit in there with you. I don't know what else to do. I don't know who you would know or, you know, anything along that. And we'd be glad to work with you if Bianca's offered something, then... You know, I don't really know what she offered, but I would definitely take advantage of it if I were you, just because,
yes.
You know, that can help you out here with what we're doing.
If she's gone, isn't it?
She's gone, but she'll be back tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, I know 24 minutes of break time. Oof. And I help
and
him
see,
now.
And let me show you. I'm gonna send you the scale if you don't have it, so you'll know how they base that off of. It's all depending on how much you work. So for every hour that you work, you get 4 minutes. You get 4.2 minutes, right? So just under 5 minutes an hour. And you know what? And if you use 5 minutes an hour, I'm not gonna fuss at you, right? You know, if you're over a little bit, I'm not gonna take it. You know, I'm not gonna hold it against you. It's only on situations like this one where you've used twice as much as what you're allowed to use. You get what I'm saying?
All right.
See, if you look at that scale, for you to only use 20, be allowed 24 hours, that means you worked in between 5 and 6 hours, and then you used the time that would have been allotted for somebody who worked 13 or 14 hours. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So maybe this scale will kind of help you figure out. And let me know if you're having to do something that's going to make you use more break time. Reach out to me and say, hey, John, this is coming up. I need to use extra break time. I'm going to have extra break right now. And then that way I can kind of come up with a game plan with management here, and we can make some sort of concession or allotment for you or figure something out for you.
Okay. And I know that it's like my baby has been my excuse, but I know I wouldn't be able to. It seems like I know I can't continue using my baby, which
yeah.
He is the excuse, but I know it's like it. I know with on y'all end, it will get tiring.
That we just, there has to be some sort of resolution eventually, you know. And I hate that it's like that, but you know, it's really not up to my discretion either, you know. It's, you know, they come up with the rules and it goes downhill, and I'm the last one. You know, I'm at the bottom of the hill just like you are. I'm just one step above you, you know. So
right.
It all goes uphill from us, and that's just how it's going to be. If they give you something and offer you something to kind of help work with that, like you said, then I would try to take advantage of that. So to avoid situations like this.
Right, you're right. I should have took it. Instead, I did I know she's still offering it, but I did the 6 to 12. Thought maybe that would be even better. But I still got to switch up his routine because lately he's been a night hawk.
Yeah, it would be easier to do it while he's asleep, huh?
Yes, it would be way easier. And I thought maybe I was doing it, trying to keep him up, you know, all day today. So once I clock in, he'll just be asleep. And he's smiling at me now. He's on the floor though playing.
You know, maybe there's a split shift option for you where you can like put him down to nap for 4 hours, and then you'll get like a 3 or 4 hour lunch, and then come back in, you know, like a split shift where, you know, you have a big break time in between the hours you work. I don't know if that's something that can be worked out, but I know that's something that that other people use to their advantage.
I didn't know that you could have a split shift. And how does the split shift work?
It'd be like if you would work 4 hours in the morning, like 8 to 12, and then 4 hours at night, so it'll be like from 4 to 8, and then you'd have that 4 hours in between your split shift. You get
oh,
what I'm
wow.
saying?
Yeah, I like that. It sounds manageable.
Yeah, that might be an alternative for you to help you with your child care, because I know for 8-hour chunks or however however long the chunks are that you have to work, it's hard to keep a child under control, you know, and manage that whole time. Maybe smaller times would be easier for you. Trust me, I got them too, so I know how that is, and No, luckily I got, you know, we got help. But, yes, I'm going to put this through the system. All you have to do is just go to where you view your QAs and just put your name, say that, you know, you understand. Of course, we have to keep the break time infractions down, and because we don't want, because it's going to lead to increasing disciplinary options if it keeps happening. And this is the bottom step. And there's like five or six different steps. As a matter of fact, it goes from developmental coaching, what this is, to coaching and counseling, to step two. Then verbal warning, step three. A written warning, step four. Then there's a suspension, which is step five. Probation, which is step six. And then finally, termination would be step seven. So you have to have continued issues with that, and, you know, up to seven steps before, you know, termination. So you got time to get it under control, and that's the whole point of what, you know, of what I meant by explaining those steps to you.
Okay. All right. So I do understand that. I understand that much. So today, I will have to contact Miss Dianco in the morning.
Yeah.
So what about, okay, now that I would like to be able to place him to sleep, how could I go about doing that?
Maybe contact the attendance hotline and just say that you had to leave early for, are you allotted a lunchtime? Let me see. I don't think you do have a lunch schedule.
I don't have a lunchtime.
Now just try to do your best with the time that you have. Let's see. Yeah, you're from 6 to 12. You know, just, it's really hard for me to kind of figure out how you can do it. But, you know, just try your best to do it while you're on break if you can. Maybe you could do it next to you while you're working if there's an opportunity, if you don't think he'll be heard on the phones.
Wow. I know he will. I listen to them calls. My baby basically be doing most of the talking sometime.
Well.
And I be hey that too, though.
See, I have to talk to somebody else about their kids being heard on the phones too. So try to keep that under control the best that you can. I haven't heard any on your recordings, but, you know, just got to say. But, you know, is there any other questions for me or?
No, sir.
We'll get with Yonk in the morning. You know, just log in the Teams and Messenger and let her know that me and you talked and you want to try to work out something, maybe a split shift if you can. We'll see what she has as available for your options.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, Bianca. And, you know, like I said, feel free to reach out to me anytime if there's any sort of emergency or anything that's going to cause you to use longer breaks. You know, the more that I have documented, the more I can use to, you know, have your back with.
Right. Okay, thanks, John.
Well, I appreciate it. You have a good night.
Same to you.
Take care.